You didn't put in the stuff that went back to the car.
It's recording. Anyway, g'day. We're here with Cole Matthews, champion coach from the Australian Institute of Sport. He's flying off to the for the 2011 tour today, Cole. Where's the first stop?
Yeah, well, Steve, it's a great tour. It's yeah, we've got a long tour of this one. We've got five games in total. Our first stop is France. We're going straight through to Toulouse, five to Singapore, Singapore, Frankfurt, and Frankfurt down to Toulouse. We're going a couple of days early this year because we just wanted a bit more preparation because we play the French next Wednesday, the 19th,
yep.
And then on 2 days' time we play the French 17th. So a better preparation to sort of a bit more serious against the French. They sort of beat us last year, and we didn't like that very much. So
yeah,
we hope we turn the tides again this year, you know.
And how will we? How have you prepared especially for the French, because they play a different sort of footy over there?
Well, they're a very physical side, the French, and they turn around because we've been going over there. This is our 11th tour. We're educating them every year. They get a video of the games, watch how we play, so they know how to play with shape now, and they're a very physical side. You know, they get big boppers there. They'll come at us. They get out of the blocks very hard. They'll get in our face and try and upset us, and that's their tactics, you know. So to counteract that, we'll play a little bit deeper than we usually do.
Yep.
And we're just having a few more days to accustom. Instead of stepping straight off the plane on the Sunday and then playing 2 days later, we're going to have about 4 or 5 days. So our preparation's a lot better this year. And then we go up to the Somme, show the boys about the First World War and the battlefields.
Yep.
And then we catch a train, which is the first time ever we're catching the train across to London instead of backtracking back
through
to Paris.
The tunnel.
Yeah, we go through the tunnel, so that's something different. But we're not going to, we're not wasting time by going backwards. And we go into Bath, and we're going to play Cardiff the following Wednesday. So Wales 18. So that's a good thing. They're the European Cup champions. That'll be a tough game. We played them a couple of years ago. Found them very hard.
Yep.
They'll be coming at us because the players that play for Wales will come from the Super League sides.
Yep.
And they'll be pretty tough at Cardiff, you know. So then we head up north to the Northern England where all the football's played. We base ourselves in Manchester. We'll play the British Lions, Committee Lions, which is the amateur side of the Great Britain. But it's still got Wales, Ireland, Scotland and England all combined.
Yep.
So they'll be a very strong side. And to finish the tour off, we play the British Academy, which is the top stuff. That's the same as
the England Academy. Squad.
The England Academy, you know, so that's the Super League boys. So.
And they flogged the schoolboys last year twice.
Well, they beat them, yeah, so we'll have a hard game there. So, but it's five games, we've got a good side. We've got 26 players going over.
Yep.
We've got some good size in the forwards, and we've got some clever halves and outside backs. So
certainly
I'm
are.
Pretty happy with the side.
And what are you looking forward the most from the group of boys that are going with you?
Well, what I'm looking forward to is that after 2 years of nurturing these boys, just to see how they can perform on this stage, you know.
Yep.
These boys have come from country rural areas of New South Wales. They've come from Queensland. They've come from the Northern Territory. We've got Victorian boys. To see them work with us for the last 2 years, the end result is how they perform on this level, you know.
Yep.
Our next level, when they come back, they'll all go into the NRL system, and that's what we have to do, prepare them for the NRL. So the most satisfying thing I'm going to get out of it is that they play as a professional footballer.
Yep. We get lots of inquiries from kids around the place on Facebook and on our footy team. How do people get selected?
Well,
the AOS program.
Well, the selection process is a very hard selection process. We start off with, you know, rural New South Wales, all the country carnivals. We rely on when the country under-16s pick their under-16s side to identify players from that. We've got people that are good talent scouts around the area. They nominate their players, and we've got to go and look at the players. The Queensland, we've got to do many, many miles to find talent. And then once we bring them into the AOS, as I said, we've just come back from a camp, our new intake camp, which is October.
Yep.
We bring them back in January. We play against the Canberra Raiders. They have a game in January. Then they come back in April and then September, and then we finally go on tour after 2 years of a long process. So
beautiful.
It's a hard process, but you know, if you're good enough, you'll get recognised. You know, that's the way you get into the AOS.
So the way to get in the AOS is just play really, really well for your club and your school.
Yeah, that's
what
you
get selected when you're 15, 16, sort of thing.
That's right. I'm looking at all the 15-year-olds now. I've got a portfolio of maybe 25 or 30 players from New South Wales and Queensland and Northern Territory, Western Australia, Victoria, that are all under the radar at 15 years of age. We just brought five of the elite kids into the last camp, so we are identifying them at 15 now, but our main concern is year 11 and year 12, keeping country kids in the bush and you know, sort of leaving them until they finish their education.
Beautiful. Well, we know you're busy trying to get the boys onto the plane. Thanks, Steve, for your time.
Yeah,
Colin,
thanks,
we'll
Steve, and yeah, it'd be great. I look forward to talking to you.
You will, mate. Thanks. Press stop.